Alrighty, welcome. This is JomoCast Radio on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. Unfortunately, most of JomoCast is not here today. Blame that on me. I was just checking our group chat and my message did not send this morning. So blame that on my rundown cell phone that we might not have a show this week. We'll see if anybody swings by a little bit later. But for right now, I'll probably just be playing some music, maybe giving you guys some Jumbo Sports snippets in between. But apologies if you tuned in for your weekly fix of our banter and Tufts talk. Right now, you'll just be getting my music. I opened you up there with Pet Sematary with their song A Detailed and Poetic Physical Threat to the person who intentionally vandalized my 1994 Dodge Intrepid behind Kate's apartment. Whew, that's a mouthful, but a good song. And I guess the big news for this weekend in terms of Tufts sports is the NCAA tournament. We'll have Stevens against Gordon on Saturday and then Tufts playing the winner on Sunday. Unfortunately, JumboCast will not be broadcasting either of those games. We'll have a neutral broadcaster, so we're a little disappointed about that, but such is life. So maybe talk about that in a little bit more detail if anybody swings by. If not, we'll just keep playing music and keep having me talk. So that is the next song. So I will tune in very soon. And thank you all for tuning in. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Troubled disposition to forget where everything began. While I make amends and get real honest, you make it up and fake it on us with an attitude in hand. You weren't so shallow then, but again I can recall your straight edge. Becomes a good instruction for successful self-destruction. Jake's still outside waking, and I just saw. I've come full circle almost without hesitation. Not completely without, I feel in my bones a shit gnawing at my reputation. I hate that I do that, just try to feel good about all of this good that you feel. You put it to me bluntly, but I brings me just down.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is me. Played a couple songs for you there. That was the band There, There, There with Concession Speech Writer. And then you just heard Marietta with OK Mom. Just wanted to give an update on some tough sports because this is Gemocast Radio, although it is just me today. So a little bit of an eclectic mix of punk rock and sports talk this week. But, you know, it is what it is sometimes. But just to give an update on volleyball, whose season recently ended. They had the NESCAC Championship last weekend. Let me get my dates right. Yeah, last weekend. Beating Middlebury 3-0, which was a sort of an interesting game, actually. The Jumbos lost to Middlebury earlier in the season. And a lot of the players, from what I could tell, felt like it was a game that they easily could have won. So it sort of proved that in the tournament up in Bowdoin, beating Middlebury. Lost to Bowdoin. I believe it was 2-1, 2-2, 3-2. It's sort of a frustrating loss against Bowdoin, who they also lost to in the regular season as well. Maybe not the ending that they would have hoped for, but a strong ending for the volleyball team nonetheless. Perhaps even stronger was the accolades that came following the regular season, or excuse me, the postseason. Three of the members of the volleyball team were selected to all NESCAC, those three being the captain, Maddie Stewart, junior Heather Holtz, and the freshman, Kate Dessler. Dessler also was named the Rookie of the Year in the NESCAC Conference. So big honors for those three. It was their first time for each one of them, obviously, being named to all NESCAC. And they will all, obviously, barring any unforeseen circumstances, be on the team next year. So strong core heading into next year. Dessler and Holtz also got New England Women's Volleyball Coaches Association All New England Honors. A little bit of a mouthful. Not totally sure what that award really means, but sounds pretty impressive nonetheless. So maybe not the NESCAC championship, but other hardware being brought home for the volleyball team after a loss to a very, very strong Bowdoin team. I have not looked at the NCAA bracket, but I assume that Bowdoin is pretty highly ranked in there. They had a really good team this year. So, that is how the season sort of went for the volleyball team this year. Obviously, I broadcast a lot of the games. I really enjoyed doing that. And, you know, maybe hoping for a little bit more postseason success there. But I'm excited for next year already. We'll have a lot of really strong seniors. And Dessler coming back with the Rookie of the Year honors. So going to get back into some music. And maybe I'll check in with some other sports, maybe soccer, in the next break that I take. So thank you all for tuning in. This is Jumbocast Radio. I'll call it Jumbocast Radio Remix this week because it's a little bit different. But yeah, some more music coming at you.
He's as good as the seeds he's sown, but he loves you so. Show it and dress.
That everything we went through was
Alrighty, welcome back. Just played a couple songs for you guys. Just, I think just three there. Fleet Foxes with She Got Dressed, which is actually a really, really old song. That song I used to listen to. It was actually kind of funny how things come full circle like this, but I used to listen to that song in my dorm room freshman year. I remember I could only find it on YouTube, so I used to just play it on YouTube. Fleet Foxes. Can't even really call them Fleet Foxes because it was just Robin Pecknold and Skylar at that point. Recorded that song before they recorded any studio albums, so that is an oldie, but they released this album today that is like all the songs they made from 2006 to 2009. It is a long album, but She Got Dressed is on there, as well as some other songs off that first CD when they were just called The Fleet Foxes. So if you're a big Fleet Foxes fan, check that CD out. It's cool to see how their sound really developed over those 3 years. But yeah, that was She Got Dressed, probably my favorite song off of that album. After that was Sufjan Stevens with his new song, Lonely Man of Winter. I think I played sort of a, let me check on that, I played sort of a weird mix. It was the Doveman mix featuring Melissa Mary Ahern. So I don't like it as much as the original, but it's an alright mix, just threw it on there. And then you just heard Cottonwood Firing Squad with their song Chaplain's Suite, number 6. So, of course, another sports update for you guys is, of course, the soccer team, which I think is probably the biggest news of the sports season so far. NCAA's coming this weekend that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Sort of a weird anomaly, statistical anomaly, in the NESCAC tournament last weekend was Colby, the 8th seed, winning it all. They won, like, I think almost every single one of their games was in overtime. They beat Tufts on penalties, and they just took it to the house. It was a team of destiny, and they won the whole thing, which I don't even need the statistics in front of me to tell you that I don't think an 8th seed has ever won the NESCAC tournament. So that was just a crazy, crazy story how that happened. But nevertheless, Tufts still got a bid in the NCAA tournament. Of course, one of the consequences of Colby winning the whole thing is they are now in the NCAA tournament, which I don't think anybody in the Colby athletic department really expected that happening, but they are now in the tournament. So is Tufts getting an at-large bid, but also a first-round bye because they're a one seed. But they'll be playing the winner of Stevens and Gordon on Sunday at 1:00. Tune into the PAC network to watch both those games, the neutral game and the Tufts game, because again, GeneralCast unfortunately will not be broadcasting those. So sort of a season in review type thing. 5 men soccer players got all NESCAC honors, those players being Sterling Weatherby, Joe Braun, Gavin Tasker, Brett Rojas, and Biagio Pauletta. So all of those, so 5 getting all NESCAC honors, which is, that is a lot of players. Weatherby, Braun, and Tasker were first team all NESCAC. Rojas and Pauletta were second team all NESCAC. Of course, reflective of their 13-0-3 record. And they were 8-0-2 in the conference. Of course, not winning the conference championship because Colby did. Shout out to Colby. Couple of those guys, Massachusetts natives. So shout out to Massachusetts, my hometown, my home state, I should say. But yeah, sort of that's the update on the Tufts team, soccer team, men's soccer team. No really big surprises there. So we'll see how they perform in the NCAA, see if they can match the success that they had last year. So I'll be super excited to be watching those, and I hope you watch them as well. So I will get back to the music and play a little bit more music now. But again, this is GeneralCast Radio on 91.5 WMFO.
On the floor, we keep on Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
It's easy enough to lure myself out of my house if I don't think about all my limits. I'm on my feet, I'm on my way, I'm wandering. It's easy enough to lie myself.
Sort of keeping up with the pace I've got going, where I play one or two songs and then give you an update on a sports team. So songs you guys just heard were Just Friends with I Want to Love You, and then you just heard Pine Grove with Easy Enough, which I did not log in the playlist, so I will log that immediately. Next on the docket, though, for Tufts sports is field hockey. So another Tufts team that made the NESCAC championship. Another team that sort of had a disappointing performance in the NESCAC. I shouldn't say disappointing performance, maybe a disappointing outcome in the NESCAC championship. After a ridiculous 16-2 season, 9-1 in the conference performance in the regular season, they beat Williams at the NESCAC championship held in Middlebury, Vermont. So we just missed out on hosting that championship, but they beat Middlebury 3-0, they beat Williams 3-0, lost to Middlebury in the championship 1-0. Killer game. But shout out to those women on the field hockey team for playing their hearts out all season and having a NCAA tournament bid to show for it, I believe. So keep an eye out for that. I should pull up that actual bracket, but I don't have it in front of me. And like the soccer team and like the volleyball team, a couple of players on the field hockey team receiving some honors. So three, I believe, all NESCAC honors for the field hockey team. Those players being Izzy Del Priore, Gigi Titone, and Fallon Shaughnessy earned all NESCAC honors. Del Priore was her second consecutive season as first team all NESCAC. Titone, her first time She was second team, and Shaughnessy was also second team, and it was her first all NESCAC honor as well. So congratulations to those three, and congratulations to the whole team for having an awesome season. We covered a couple of their games. I personally did not cover any of them because they were always on Wednesday nights and I had class. But just an awesome season, and hopefully they continue that success in the NCAA tournament, which we will not be broadcasting because I don't think the games are played at Tufts. So be sure to check us out. So they will be playing the winner. I'm just reading off of the article on the website. They will be playing the winner of Montclair State or Smith. And it will be played at Siegel Stadium, home of Salisbury. So Salisbury hosting the NCAAs. And we'll get Montclair State or Smith. Not sure if that Smith is the Smith in Massachusetts, the women's college out west. But Montclair State is the New Jersey school. New Jersey is a really good field hockey state, just randomly. But anyways, that is sort of the rundown for the field hockey team. Another team that's in an NCAA tournament. So hopefully in our next Jumbocast show, we'll have some rundowns for all those tournament championships. But a good year to be a Jumbo. Lots of successful teams. Lots of successful teams. And I'll hopefully be giving you guys an update on one or two more of the fall teams, maybe a preview into some of the winter teams as this show goes on. But right now, I'll be getting back to the music. Once again, this is Jumbocast Radio on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you want to call in, number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So please call in. I'm a little bit lonely here in Studio A. But yeah, let's get back to the music. I think I've talked enough, and thank you all for tuning in.
Look, these teachers want us to work, you know? And I say, fine, I'll work. But you gotta let me do the kind of work that I want to do. And for me, Lindsay, it's my drum kit, man. This is my passion, you know? This is the essence of who I am now. But before I had this, I was lost too. You see what I'm saying? You need to find your reason for living. You gotta find your big, gigantic drum kit, you know?
Hey, maybe I'll buy a clarinet.
Moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I say, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best ones never come down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has a loop. Again, you know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. He said, ooh. I've made it when my doobie smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven. And maybe there is no heaven. And maybe we're all alone together now. And I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro again, you know Jesus drives an Astro van.
Alrighty, it's me again. Just heard Dikembe with their song Scotty Spliffin. And after that, you just heard Mountjoy with their very popular song Astro Van. excuse me. You also heard a PSA mixed in there as well, but I would be doing a disservice to not mention the women's soccer team, who is also in an NCAA tournament. For some reason, I thought I talked about them. I think I might have confused them with the men's soccer team, but the women's soccer team had a equally as strong season as the men, 10-5-2 overall and a 5-3-2 record in the conference. They lost to Williams, who's a fantastically talented team, in the NESCAC semifinal. They lost 3-2, but they did get an NCAA bid. So they will be facing Penn State Barand at hosted in that tournament is hosted by William Smith in Geneva, New York. I think it's Hobart William Smith, but I think they're technically different colleges. Someone clarify me on that one. But yeah, that's it'll be in Geneva, New York. Tufts will be there facing the neutral team, Penn State Barand. So that'll be an interesting one to look out for. Also, some all NESCAC honors as I pull that one. That game also, by the way, will be Saturday. So tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. So be sure to tune into that one. Obviously, it's in Geneva, so we are not, JumboCast is not covering it, but it'll be on the website. the Athletics website. There'll be a link to the stream. Five members of the women's soccer team as well, so 10 total with the soccer program, receiving all NESCAC honors. This is the most players Tufts has had selected since NESCAC became a playing conference, which was in 2000. So the women receiving the honors are sophomore Liz Reed, her first all-conference. She made first team. Jenna Tricoli, all-conference as well. First team as well. Sarah Maloney, perhaps unsurprisingly, is all NESCAC first team. She is a really, really good player. Fun fact about Sarah Maloney, she worked with my girlfriend, I think, in school. So, or when my girlfriend worked at a summer camp, so they were co-workers. But never told her about that. Maybe I'll do that someday. Goalkeeper Emily Bowers, who I think is from the same hometown as me, Needham, Massachusetts, earned one of two goalkeeper spots on the NESCAC first team. And then Sophie Lloyd, who's a sophomore, made second team. So it's four first teams and one second team. So there's a whole lot of talent on that women's soccer team. So they'll be playing in the NESCAC tournament on Saturday. Penn State Behrend is a Commonwealth campus of Penn State University located in Erie, Pennsylvania. So I don't really know much about that school, but they probably have a pretty good program. And we'll see how far the women's team can push in this tournament. It'll be exciting. And I guess just the last update is the football team. Not a ton to say there. They beat Colby on senior night. They beat him 48-0, and they'll be playing Middlebury for their last game of the season tomorrow. Of course, no NESCAC tournament or NCAAs for D3 football, so a little bit of a less exciting postseason. But tune in for that one. Tufts is currently 6-2, so a 7-2 season will be great for them. So tune in tomorrow on that team for that team. And I think that's all the sports updates, besides maybe like the cross-country teams that I don't know a whole lot about. And I think the men's rowing team has an invite. Not sure about the women's rowing team. But that's all I'll talk about today on the radio. And I'll just play you guys out with a couple of couple more songs here in the last 10 minutes or so. But thank you all for tuning in. I will check in at the end of the show. And again, this is JomoCast Radio on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
just for me. I got a driver's sidearm, I got distribution, I got people in a rut. They know I love them, but they don't know how much. It was an interesting angle to be lame when you say we're on the same page. When you say I should be singing your praises, anxiously waiting for the next note you play me. That's crazy. Out of all that I've received, you gave me something that I never knew I needed. I never knew I was frozen until you turned on the heat to reveal oceans of honesty. Though not a drop of confidence, so busy treading just to keep my head above a sinking.
This is the Hella Goats with their song Goodness Gracious. This will be my last song today as we tune into Chris's slightly altered show this week, but thank you all for tuning in, and in 2 weeks from now they'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming of JumboCast Radio. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend and a great next 2 weeks.
I went from having hope so low to having a surplus. I went from burning my days by to burning daylight with a purpose. Turning virtues into habits, into consciousness. And then I said goodnight for real for once, and it sounded just like this. Goodnight. Goodness gracious, good night. Good night. Good night. Goodness gracious. Thank you.